Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Tennessee banned political campaigns from using AI in their ads without some sort of disclosure. But the Republican frontrunners in the race for the 6th Congressional District have used it anyway. WPLN's Mariana Baca-Yao reports they might not face any consequences for breaking the law.
Tennessee Representative Johnny Garrett and former U.S. Representative Van Hillary both used AI in recent campaign ads without making it clear to voters that the footage was not real. In an ad for Hillary, an AI-generated version of Garrett is seen shaking hands with drag queens, laughing with Nancy Pelosi, and standing in front of a whiteboard that says, quote, systemic racism is real.
Woke DEI-loving Johnny Garrett wants to transition Tennessee from conservative to woke.
The ad intentionally misrepresents Garrett, who has campaigned against DEI and LGBTQ rights. But Garrett also uses AI in his ad depicting Hillary driving a campaign bus into a swamp.
Now Hillary says he wants to help President Trump drain the swamp. Don't be fooled. Send Van packing.
Garrett's ad never shows Hillary's face. It achieves the same effect as having a real actor impersonate him. But does it still violate Tennessee's anti-AI law? Well, enforcement is tricky. In order for there to be an investigation, a voter either has to complain to a local district attorney, or one of the candidates has to sue the other in civil court. So far, neither option has happened. Mariana Baca-Yao, WPLN News.
The Nashville Zoo Board is rejecting an overture from the company that intends to build a data center next door. DC Blocks has proposed a memorandum of understanding that would have allowed its currently planned data center to move forward, but would have barred a future proposed expansion and given a portion of the property to the zoo to use in the future. News Channel 5 reports the zoo's board held an emergency meeting and voted unanimously against the agreement. The zoo's CEO says they maintain what they've said from the beginning, that a data center so close to vulnerable species and neighboring communities hasn't been proven safe. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.